you know, we opted out of saying a little bit about ourselves, but it's really important to us, like, for everyone to know why we started this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and the thought behind it was, you know, we're three girls that hang out often, love our wine, and the idea was, you know, how do we get together and express our love for wine and the time that we spend together in a conversational setting with everyone else that we love? And that can be our listeners now and people that want to listen to us in the future, and go from there.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think also, like, the theme, if you want to call it a theme, is bringing different topics to the table that you can share over a bottle of wine that are interesting and engaging, that you could take what we talk about on the podcast to a dinner party or to you know, drinks with friends, and you could
any
kind of social setting, and bring those topics and talk to your friends about them too, and that they're interesting, and you would want to get other people's opinions on those things too.
And conversation starters.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if anyone walked into a room, like, with us just chatting on a regular and everyday basis, like, I think when you put a microphone in front of us, it becomes a little bit more, like, detailed. But we're always laughing. Like, yeah. I don't ever leave your house, Em, without, like, my facial muscles hurting from all of the all of the laughter. Like, whether it's, you know, and, like, it's interesting that we picked Monday. I think it's, like, what works best for all of our schedules, but I hate Monday normally, and now I have something to look forward to.
Same.
I was just saying, I just, like, I love Mondays now.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a benefit of, like, seeing you guys, and then, like, Sweetie Buns, and then going on a run. Like, we work out together now. Yeah. Like, it's a
thing. We have a routine. Right. We have a routine. We work out, get to spend quality time. Sweetie Buns get to spend quality time with her aunties.
Yeah. I honestly run for the wine. Like, when I'm running, I'm like, especially now that it's cold, it's like 40 degrees outside. I'm out there, and I was, like, running ahead of Maggie a little bit earlier when you finished, and I was like, one more lap and you get wine. One more lap and you get wine.
Yeah.
Mesmerized by the wine. And these cute little cups, like, oh, how cute are they?
I know. So cute.
Yeah, I mean, the real downfall is that they're not dishwasher safe. They're from Target. Oh. Of course.
I feel like I saw them. I was with you, and we saw them, and
I may have actually already had gotten them at that point, and was, like, trying to keep a secret.
Oh, that's funny, because I was like, oh, there's no Z, like, there's a, there wasn't a Daniel one, or, like, something like that.
I was
like,
oh, yeah, I was looking at the mugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Maggie, tell us a little bit about the wine that we're drinking.
Okay, so pick this bad boy up at Harris Teeter. It's called Upshot. And the label is really cool because it kind of tells you...
it looks like a dartboard almost.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it tells you, like, how long it was in the barrel, at what point of the year it started aging, and when they bottled it.
Oh, very cool.
That's really neat.
So, it's a 2018, 14.5% alcohol.
That's pretty high.
I love my wines with, you know...
of alcohol. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 14.5 is good.
A red wine blend. It was on sale. So originally it's like a $24 bottle, and it was on sale for $15.
Okay.
So
okay.
It. And
so
it's a, like, screw top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A screw top.
Which, yeah, no brainer.
Yeah. So do we want to take a...
Yeah, we can do a little sip.
It's like good. That.
Oh, yeah. So we also chilled it. It's a red wine, but I prefer...
It's a blend, right?
Yeah, I kind of like my red wine.
I like my red wine chilled, too.
It's supposed to be chilled. I've read and heard places where it's like Cab Savs are best at like 58 degrees or something like that.
Wow, yeah. You're fancy with your wine knowledge.
I'm receptive to people telling me things because I want to be better at it.
Yeah.
But I think it's like best at that, so I'm sure that red blends are... I think I'm going to be very honest with you. We had a glass of the red blend before, and I like that one a lot. This is a pretty good, you know,
like
follow
up
to. Yeah, it's a pretty good follow up to it.
Yeah.
We'll have to share.
Does it say where it's from? Sonoma?
Yeah, Sonoma County. Zinfandel, Merlot, Malbec,
Petit Verdot,
and Riesling.
They put a white in there. Nice.
Oh, that is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I like it.
Good
pick. Okay, we will be drinking that tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, we will. So do we want to just do quick introductions of who voices? So I'm Emily.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is the One Bottle of Wine podcast.
Welcome aboard, friends.
Welcome back.
Today's topic is controversial opinions. So we crowdsourced opinions this week on our social media, on our Instagram, which is at One Bottle of Wine Podcast. And we were trying to gauge our audiences, or our friends, basically, their opinions on their most controversial opinions. And so we're going to talk about those topics.
And disclaimer, I don't think I've read one single...
I read a couple of them. I read a couple of them, and then we can always like add our own in there. But
yeah,
you know, before this, I kind of Googled it. I was like, I wonder what like if any of our friends looked these up, and it was like controversial opinions or like unpopular opinions.
Yes, right.
And apparently, there's like this thing, which I kind of found funny, where like Hinge, like people that are on Hinge, like the dating app. Mm-hmm. Are putting that at like putting questions that are related to that as their tagline to like
to start conversations.
Oh my god!
Or they're putting or their arguments.
That's what I've recommended to all of my friends. I've literally as their tagline putting, "Do you think OJ did it?"
Right. Or, or stuff like yeah, exactly. They're putting a controversial opinion on there
right.
to get like to spark a conversation.
It's provocative.
Them.
It gets the people going.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who want people want to know your unpopular opinion. We're going to just be very upfront with you. We're avoiding anything political or anything, you know, controversial in terms of, like, our government system and vaccines and things of that nature. We're going to keep it a little bit more on the funny, lighthearted side.
I think mostly because we, you know, the intention is to have this be dinner. This is, like, dinner table topics. So, like, that's one of the big rules
but also,
of social
like, I love you guys, things. But I just, on a Monday, like, after a long day of work, like, I'm not talking about politics with you. Like, it's just not going to happen.
That's fair. Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it
does take a lot of energy, especially in today's society.
Right.
All right, let's kick things off then. Number one is that... This person thinks, and all of these will be anonymous. We're not going to tell anybody who sent this
in. I didn't write that down. I just wrote down.
Perfect.
You have no idea who's who.
This person says, I think a hot dog should be considered as a sandwich.
1,000% agree.
Really?
I will make this argument.
Really?
Define a sandwich. Define a sandwich.
Bread and meat.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. You can have a veggie sandwich.
I don't feel passionately either way. So, if you feel passionately, let's go in Maggie's corner.
But I want the opposite spectrum. Like, why wouldn't it be called a sandwich?
I think because it just doesn't follow the typical, like, visual representation of a sandwich, right? Like, you think about a sandwich, you think, like, you hold it with your hand in between your hands a certain way.
You can hold a hot dog in between your hands.
You can hold a hot dog that way, too, but I feel like you adjust your hand position almost when you're holding a hot dog.
I just recently had this argument. Someone, and I think I made my point, but now I forget like how I even did it. It basically like two pieces of bread,
yeah, and meat,
and meat, or any. I mean, you can have a,
and
veggie, sandwich.
A veggie sandwich, yeah, but like two pieces of bread, yeah. But would you consider a bun two pieces of bread or one piece of bread with like
but
a
you
slit
can, like,
in
also,
it?
But like a Subway roll.
Yeah, there are buns that come
sure.
in two different.
Yeah, yeah.
A baguette. Yeah. You slice it. You're not gonna slice it all the way through. You're gonna keep that fold in it.
Yeah. I think Whole Foods has like really good buns, like hot dog buns, and they're like split up.
Okay. Okay.
And if you toast them a little bit, they're.
So we're gonna go Team Maggie. I don't think Anissa or I care enough to fight her on this. So yes. This person, we agree with you.
We agree.
Hot dog equals sandwich. Great.
Okay, we're gonna change everyone in our lives' opinions because of you, sir or madam.
Okay, this one feels like just like an attack more than an opinion. Justin Bieber sucks.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
I cannot.
I do not agree.
I don't agree either.
I don't agree either.
Okay, that's easy enough then. Okay.
That was easy. We didn't have to go any further than that.
The third. Okay, so number three.
Wait, hold on. Let's discuss this a little bit more. Why?
I think we
you
all
just tell me that none, like everyone has a secret Justin Bieber song that they listen to.
Right. I agree.
What is the Stay one with Kid Laroi right now?
Yeah.
That's my jam.
Ghost, his new...
Oh, I still haven't listened to that. I know, I need to.
About the ghost and me. I know y'all really want me to say
it. I wish I knew the lyrics right now.
But you'll always be the ghost. What is it?
Yeah.
Dang, now I'm... Somebody Google the lyrics.
I put that on my running playlist.
Okay, I need to... He remind me to do that.
Like, old Justin Bieber, like, baby... Baby,
also on my running playlist.
I should have just listened to it a couple days ago. I was already crying.
Right. I mean, he's definitely talented. Has he always been like on the good side of the tabloids and all that stuff with his little like love drama and triangles and all that nonsense? No, but that doesn't take away from his talent.
I agree. I think he's. I think there's no arguing that he's a talented person. And
he's been in the industry for so many years. Like, we have consumed him. So, like, he's consumed our media so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I think we're all on the same page that he's definitely talented.
That he does not suck.
Yeah, I don't think he totally sucks. I get that people are put off by his vibe. I get that. But also there are people who really, really love him.
I think there was another one, but there's a couple that, like, have controversial opinions about, like, I read some of these. And about, it's like artists and things like that. So we'll get to that a little bit further.
Okay, the next one is The Show Friends Isn't Funny.
Bye.
Which, yeah.
Did my brother Chaz write that?
I could not disagree with that more. Same. I think whoever this is has not watched it enough.
I
agreed.
So I've watched Friends.
Or like, is like a sociopath.
I love Friends too. Like, I've seen every episode.
I could watch it every single day. And never get tired of it.
Right. I think it's just like, for people going in and expecting 100% comedy, that's not what the show does.
Right.
It's a feel-good,
right,
make you smile, yes, show.
Who are we? I'm definitely Monica.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Sure. 100% Monica.
I don't know who you guys would be. I feel like if we were to be the three, Phoebe, Anissa would be Phoebe, and you would be Rachel for me. I think.
I don't know. I was Rachel before.
I could see you being Rachel too. That's why this is hard. It's not like my friend Chrissy is
have to be
100% a Phoebe without question. But like, neither of you are like hardcore Phoebes to me.
I think I'd be.
Actually, are you Chandler? You might be Chandler. Maggie is Chandler and you're Rachel.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
As long as it's not Ross.
Or okay, Robin. But right. There was another one. So on
actually,
this
topic, Anissa's Joey. She's Joey.
I was going to say. I was like, she's Joey. Joey and Chan.
Oh my god, the
and
best.
Then I'm married to you.
Yeah. Oh, we would be good married to
you. And
together.
Then I'm just there with you.
You're living with us in our
I
house.
I pretend to be married to you at one point or like to be having a fling with you.
Yes, that's right. To cover up our relationship, Maggie. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
Love triangle over here. On that topic, I don't think it's written down here. I didn't write it down because I don't know. Either I saw it somewhere or someone texted it to me. I don't know what it was. But it was I know who it was. It was one of Maggie's friends. I don't know if you want to say her name, but she wrote it in the messages, like typed it and didn't actually say it. And it was that Rachel and Ross shouldn't have ended up together and it should have been Rachel and Joey. Not her opinion, but she was expressing it to us.
Okay. Huh. I mean, I can't say that I wasn't rooting for them in the time when they had their little fling with Rachel, like Rachel and Joey had their little thing. I also really, really dislike Ross. Like, he is by far my least favorite character. I think he adds a lot to the show and he makes the show very funny, but him as a character, if I knew him as a person, I would dislike him very strongly. And so when her and Joey start to have their fling and he's really supportive when she has Emma and like, all that is. I'm
but
like,
when Ross and Rachel got pregnant, I was like, I want them to work it out. Like, they've been through enough through the show already that you're at the point where you're like, okay, like, we've made it.
Yeah, he's a lobster, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, so we all agree that person's wrong, has terrible taste in TV, but thanks for listening.
But tune in next week.
Yeah. For us to shit on your next opinion. Okay, so this one was another one we got that was in the messages. That's from a friend of Daniel's and mine. So their opinion was whoever, and this is a good one for you, Maggie, because you travel a lot.
Okay.
So whoever gets to their seat first on the airplane gets to claim both armrests, even if that means that the middle person, the middle seat person, gets no armrests.
Okay, I know.
Right?
Wait, what?
Same. I'm on the same boat.
So apparently this person thought that that was like normal plane culture. Etiquette.
No.
If you get the middle seat, like, I literally responded to that, and I was like, do you want me to just sit we with were my both arms crossed?
At the same time.
Like, I mean, like, I honestly, when I end up
because I get the middle seat a lot.
I end up being like that. Right. Probably because he and his friends, she and their friends, are all taking up my armrests.
Yeah. I was like, my initial response was absolutely not. Like, that is not plane etiquette whatsoever.
I get the middle seat a lot. Like, if I travel with, like, my parents or something, like, I always feel like because I'm the youngest, I need to, like, sacrifice. I always get the window seat. That's my go-to when I'm traveling alone.
Yeah.
But if I'm traveling with my parents, I always sacrifice my window seat for their comfort, right? So I'm sitting in the middle seat. Like, I will claim one. At least, because you can't, like, there's no way, like, I can't sit with my arms crossed, especially on longer flights. No, absolutely not. I don't care who got there first. You could be the Pope, and I'm not giving you both armrests. Sorry, friend.
I also feel like there's a way to, like, share a little bit. Right. Like, you could
you
like,
get
just,
one,
like,
yeah.
or, like, gently rest.
It's always, right. It's always, exactly, yeah. It's always, like, you get the one to your left or right, like
right,
one.
Right, the window seat gets the whole window.
Right, so they can lean, yeah.
Right, uh-huh. So
yeah.
Then I typically say I'll take the right.
Right,
but
right.
But also, I'm always an aisle seat.
You're an aisle seat, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a window.
I'm a window, too.
I'm a window because I like to just, like, lean and, like, yeah. Rest my head on it.
I'm an aisle because if we're going down, I don't want to know. Just.
That's fair.
Really? That's why you picked the aisle?
Yeah.
I should pick the aisle because my bladder is the size of,
well,
like,
also,
a pee.
Well, also, yeah, I don't like making people get up for me, so if I have to
get it,
that's
a pee,
so that's the reason
pee.
That, like more recently, I feel like I, like, if I were to go on a plane, I would lean towards an aisle seat. Depends on how long the flight is, too.
It really just, really does depend on how long. Anything over 2 hours, like, I want window
yeah.
seat.
Yeah. Okay, next one is that Taco Bell is gross.
Disagree.
I also disagree, but I also
have you
get
ever been
why.
Drunk in college before?
Yeah, I also get why people would feel that way.
Yeah,
100%.
Daniel's never had Taco Bell.
There's not a lot of times where I've had it sober. So
yeah, like,
so that makes sense.
So it's not been good enough to order sober, but it fits okay. the need when you have had something to drink and there's nothing else open.
Like a couple of glasses of Upshot wine.
Upshot.
If like, just picture this. And I've been in this scenario recently, so that's why I'm able to, like, depict it very clearly. If you are at a, not a rest stop, but, like, you take an exit to where there are multiple restaurants for you to eat, right? There's a Wendy's, there's a Taco Bell, there's a McDonald's, there's, what did I miss? Burger King, right? Is Taco Bell up there on the list for you? Or do you pick one of the other ones that all
no.
have fries?
I would definitely pick one that had fries. I would definitely pick a McDonald's over a Taco Bell if I were needing a quick meal, wanting
so
to go.
I like,
typically go with
I
McDonald's
like little,
or Burger King.
Are, like, I'm a hit and miss.
Oh, I'm BK. Burger King all
You're BK
day.
Over McDonald's?
They have such good fries.
They do
and
have
they
really
have
good
the
fries.
Impossible Whopper.
Oh, I don't do that.
I genuinely cannot even remember a time that I've been
nuggies.
To Burger King.
It's
what?
Hard.
I used to go to, every time I used to go to Kaiser Permanente in Falls Church, for anyone that goes there, when I was younger, my mom would pick me up from school. There's a Burger King around the corner, and that would be my treat, is Burger King, not McDonald's, Burger King. I would get the fries and the chicken finger fry things that are basically like chicken nuggets in like finger format, mm-hmm. and they were delicious.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the only time I would get Burger King. But back to Taco Bell being gross. I don't think it's that bad. Like, every once in a while when I'm like, you know, whatever. But again, I'm with you guys when I think it's more of a under the influence kind of fast food.
Yeah. Okay. We have a lot on this list and we are only at number 5. So
let's
we're
keep
gonna
it
have
rolling.
To, yeah, we're going to have to keep pushing through these. This one I thought was really, really interesting because when I first read it, I felt strongly against it. But when I read it again, I actually understood it a little better. Women are biologically better to stay at home and be like the house you know, like taking care of the kids, housewife type thing, than men. And at first when I read it, I was like, that really goes against my like female empowerment. Women should be able to do whatever they want. Housework should be split 50-50.
But that's facts. Biologically, we are.
But then biologically, I was like, okay, sure, I just had a baby. When Sweetie Buns was a baby, you know, if you do choose to breastfeed, that's, you know, that's something that
becomes a lot easier, yeah.
It's just like biologically women are designed to feed their children for the most part, right? There are some, obviously, women who are unable to, but biologically, just thinking of like how women are supposed to be built, quote unquote. I have quotes around that because I think there's a lot that goes behind that. But
can I pause you for a sec?
Yeah.
When I hear that question, the only contradiction that I have to everything that you just said, because I agree with what you said, the only contradiction is like when I picture stay at home, it's like cook, clean,
yes,
do everything.
No, I totally understand. I totally get that.
And I don't think that's the case. I think men are just as capable of cooking, cleaning, and doing everything in between.
I agree.
So it's a little bit difficult to say that biologically, you know, I understand. I think I understand where this person was going with this.
Yeah.
But again, this is why it's an unpopular, controversial opinion.
Right.
Because, you know, we're going to argue different things and different takes on everything. Yeah. So
Daniel and I split everything when it comes to the care of Sweetie Buns and the housework and everything. And so, it, you know, in our household, it runs very 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are still a lot of places that don't. I think there is still societally something that women feel more inclined to stay at home with kids and to be housewives and things.
Also, I think we can agree, but with a caveat, that at a certain age, mm-hmm. the child no longer needs their mother at home with them all the time.
Yeah. I think what throws me off in that controversy, what throws me off in that whole controversy is the word biologically.
I agree. Like, I totally agree.
What in the world do you mean by biologically? Like, yes, biologically, I have to breastfeed at some point, but what does that have to do with staying at home?
Yeah.
They have closets you can, you know, and stations.
I don't like this question. it's a tough one. It's definitely a tough one, but we'll move on. This one, I feel like we're all going to have the same opinion on, but shop, don't adopt. Maggie might have more to say on this with two adopted dogs.
Right. Like, I just don't understand.
You're saying that you agree to shop?
No, I think are all going to agree
absolutely
on adopt. The opposite. I don't think any of us agree with that. I think we're all pro-adopting. There are lots of dogs that need homes.
Yeah.
Cats, too.
I mean, my sister fostered dogs before she got Cody.
Yep.
Everyone in my family, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of breeders that breed too many dogs that end up not having a home, and they get adopted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way to end that question.
I think people, the only thing I will say, I think people with, like, allergies and stuff have to be particular, but there's a way that you can make selections on what you adopt. You can,
with Keefe. Keefe's a hypoallergenic dog, and we just waited and we were patient to find a dog that met that criteria.
Right.
And I think that's possible, but
I think some people that are like, I want to be a fur parent, don't have the patience. Like, it's like an immediate impulsive response. So, you know.
Okay. So this person's opinion is that Maryland and Virginia are basically the same state, but Maryland drivers are better. Wrong.
You're literally talking to three people that live in Northern Virginia and do not like Maryland drivers.
Maryland drivers apparently don't think that turn signals exist. So
I think that, like, a popular opinion, not a controversial opinion, is that Maryland drivers are one of the worst
out there. Literally.
Out of the 50 states.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, I think
New York, Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right up there.
Yeah. Worse. South Carolina are not great either. They're not great. All right. I'm not even going to give that question any more of our attention. Okay. This one is, girls cheat more than guys, but they hide it better.
Hmm.
Speaking from no experience, I disagree. I'm a really bad liar. So I know that if, like, I were to ever do anything, that I would never be able to hide it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Because, like,
women, I would feel so guilty.
Women are more, like, apathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Consciences.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I'm gonna be very honest with you. I actually spoke to someone today, and she was, like, I don't know, openly telling me about her affair. You know, and kind of going on this whole rampage, but it was not to, like, excuse him, right, and, like, the reasoning for it, but, like, she, her logic was a little bit more than, like, what I find a lot of guys that cheat's logic is, which is just, like,
they're not getting enough.
Or they saw, you know, like, they weren't attracted
to them anymore,
or they thought that it was like a one night stand wasn't gonna matter, you know what I mean, things like that. Like, I think the more one night stand things occur in the male, on the male side,
I would agree with that. The affairs happen more with women, I think, like the long term emotional type affairs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something that they're lacking in their relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would agree with, like, the hiding it better. I have no experience in that, like, how it works.
Yeah.
You know, hiding. I don't know why anyone... Just break up with them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Normalize just folks, walking away.
Yeah. If you are into someone else, just move on. Just
divorce
be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. Divorce is okay. Breaking up is okay. Yeah.
I don't know that divorce is okay.
Yeah,
but
it's okay if you're...
Means,
yeah.
If you're unhappy, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. This person thinks that the every body is beautiful movement can encourage poor health and be detrimental. So the movement of accepting every shape and size of body.
I'm trying to understand what made them think, what would make them think that.
See, I like don't necessarily disagree, because I do think that there are cases in which people can be unhealthy, but because there's this, well, everybody, no matter what size, shape, whatever, is beautiful, which I don't disagree with, that every body is beautiful.
Every man-made beautiful body, but
yes.
Every body that you, I think, put poor products in, like if you are eating McDonald's every single day,
exactly,
and that's the body that's created off of
right.
that, it's not as beautiful.
I see,
in
it's
that,
like
not like in that sense, but
yes.
It's,
I get what you're saying.
Or like when we put certain body types on a pedestal, but like
right.
we don't know how little they may be eating.
Correct. Yeah, it goes both ways. Absolutely.
To maintain that.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So yes, I agree that it could be detrimental to health depending on how it's perceived.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to judge how someone's going to perceive.
Well,
because
you just don't know, right? Like one body that might be very healthy and very normal could
right.
be bigger or smaller
right.
than another
That's
body
yeah.
that is unhealthily that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get what this person is saying in that, like, it's a fine line, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a very fine line between every body is beautiful and a healthy body.
I think as a society, we need to be better about encouraging women to do physical activity,
right.
to, you know, just be conscious of what they're putting in their body.
But I think
across
the board,
the and not worried about the image that it,
yes.
that it portrays.
Yes,
like
I agree.
What it looks like.
Yes. But I think the point Maggie's making, and it's important, is that there is a societal right mm-hmm. view of a beautiful woman, and it's typically a woman that is very small, that is very skinny,
120 pounds
and 5'11", right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's like what societally we think of as a beautiful body, and
I mean,
women who are bigger than that
women's
don't fit. But what Maggie's saying too is that sometimes women who look that way are also not healthy. Like, they are too, you know, they're too thin, or they're not giving their body the nutrients it needs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But also, it's like, obviously social media makes it easier for everyone to just observe without really knowing the story behind the person that's observing. So, like, if there's a bigger woman or a smaller woman who's posting photos and they're getting
right.
internet trolls.
Right.
Like telling, oh, you're so unhealthy. Well, they have no idea what that person's going
right.
through. What
right.
health issues, mental health issues, like.
I think your point, Anissa, was a good one too, though, in that like focusing our energy on the healthy instead of the image
mm-hmm.
is much, much more important.
Right. So I'll use an example, and this is like pop culture type of reference, which we don't do a lot of, but I watched the Adele concert / special with Oprah Winfrey last night, and one of the things that was brought up was her weight. And all of us know Adele's been around for a very long time, and she started off as a very heavy woman and, you know, has subsequently become a much, much thinner woman through her career. And, you know, Oprah obviously was like, everyone's wondering, you know, how did all this happen, et cetera, et cetera. And she goes, you know, I was body positive when I was huge, mm-hmm. and I'm body positive now. And I think that's the most important thing, mm-hmm. is to feel good in your own body and to know that what you're putting in your body is going to allow you to have a long-term life.
Yeah.
But also to add on to that, because I read an article this morning when she was asked about it and she went into a little more depth, was she, after she got married so young, she got to a point where she was having a lot of anxiety attacks and blah, blah, and to cope with her anxiety, she started this exercise regime, and it allowed,
right.
Like, she lost 100 pounds in 2 years.
Yeah, 160.
To cope.
That's crazy.
With what she was saying.
She lifts 160.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, that's a lot. 100,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that wasn't the healthiest.
Right, but now she also lifts because it makes her feel good, not because she's trying to uphold some type of image that, you know, society wants her to have. Thank you.
That was a nice little ASMR for everybody. Should we take a quick sip break before the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, quick sip.
Is the next one really controversial? I'm curious.
I guess you'll just have to wait and see. The next controversial opinion is that most men are not attracted by a woman's, or not attracted to a woman's career accomplishments. So it's not attractive when a woman has...
No, or maybe it's just not something that...
they care about.
Like, top five attracts them.
Okay, I that makes a little more sense. I was a little confused. I think I disagree.
I think it depends on the guy. If you are trying to have your wife be a stay-at-home mom, like we talked about earlier, and a stay-at-home wife, then maybe you don't care what she does.
If you were brought up in a household where you think that men need to solely provide for the woman and need to take full ownership of the house, I feel like maybe that's very true for you.
Yeah.
But that's not the type of man I want to be with. Sorry.
Drop the mic.
I agree. I definitely want to be with somebody who supports my career.
Whatever it may be. If I want to be a stay-at-home mom, that's my career choice.
Right, right.
What do you
think? But it's a choice, right? It's not like that's your assumed role.
I think the question is more of like, they're not attracted, like, when you're out on a date.
A better way of saying that would be, it's not something that matters to me. Like, I'm not, you know.
Right.
Like, what do you do? Oh, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No,
so if you're on a date with someone and they ask you, what do you do for a living? And you tell them, I don't know, I don't want to downplay anyone's, you know, job role, right? But you say, I'm a hostess at a restaurant. Right? And that's your full-time job. Okay? Again, not downplaying anyone's career, but do you think they're going to look at you differently? Or do you think they're going to be like, oh, that's attractive?
I think it depends on the guy, right? And also the stage of life. Like, are you a hostess at a restaurant for your full-time? That's your dream job? That's what you want to be doing? Like, I don't know that I can say that I've met anyone who that's what they want to be doing. They may be doing it.
Aspirations and dreams are probably more attractive to the male than the actual.
But also a job's a job.
Right.
Right? Like, especially we just saw with COVID and stuff, like, how hard that can be sometimes to just even have a job.
If you're good at your job and you enjoy doing your job and it's allowing you to live your life the way you want to live it, who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Who's anyone else to judge?
Facts. And also, I could care less what the guy thinks.
Same.
Like, I live a life that I'm happy to live on my own, and you're just a bonus.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think that's a great ending. So fuck everyone. Okay, so this person says that they can't stand the play Hamilton.
I've never seen it. I know my sister, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry you never watched it. I know you told me to like 500 times. She's watched it 3 times instead of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Jeff's sister.
I'm upset.
Will curse at me.
I'm upset.
I still haven't seen it.
One of my nephew's Halloween costumes was the freaking Hamlet outfit.
I'm pretty sure one of Jeff's sisters put a lot of Hamilton songs on her marathon playlist.
My sister played them all the time. Like, they know every word. You know. Yeah, it's the age gap. They're a little older than us.
I am 1 year older than Maggie and 2 years older than you.
You have a kid.
And I have to say that this revelation... You know, we said the podcast wouldn't tear us apart, but
here
we are. The next opinion is that the white wine that white wine is the worst wine. So I'm not sure which white wine or if it's all white wine.
Does this person know there are more than one white type of white wine?
Personally, I do think Chardonnay belongs in the garbage.
Agreed.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Chardonnay is...
Throw that shit away.
But like a Pinot Gris, I could get
Sauvignon Blanc, let's go. I think overall, I'm going to throw rosé in the trash.
Out of the three? Yeah.
Out of the three.
It gives me heartburn. Oh.
Like drinkability over, you know?
Yeah.
Would pick Sauvignon Blanc as a really, like, solid top two.
Yeah, that wine that we had last week. Yeah. Artie?
Yeah.
Love.
I'm a strong red wine drinker, and that's really what I prefer, but the Artie was very good.
Yeah.
And I would definitely pick the white wine over.
Yeah, because, I have to be in a certain mood for rosé. Like, mm-hmm. almost knowing that I have nothing to do the next day.
In because summer, my head like will in the summer.
Be killing me.
Throbbing.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next opinion we have is that meat should be expensive and everyone should eat less of it.
Duh.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I really wish I didn't love meat so much.
Honestly,
I don't even love meat that much.
I wish there was a lot of other ways to get the protein that we need without consuming so much meat. Secondly, I agree with that it should cost more. I'd rather pay more for some real meat, like good, not mass-produced, like butcher shop type of meat, and like pay more money for it than the mass-produced chicken I'm getting at.
Giant. Facts.
Yeah. I mean, the mass-produced shit shouldn't even exist.
Agreed, right. But we should need it this. Because so many of us are so focused on protein and the necessity and all that.
Well, also money comes into it.
Yes. Oy vey, this topic is a killer.
The next one we had was that Trader Joe's is overrated.
Okay, I like TJ's.
I love Trader Joe's.
I don't shop at Trader Joe's.
So. You're a Harris Teeter type of girl.
Well, only because I can walk there.
Yeah, she's not near a Trader Joe's at all. I also think that Trader Joe's for produce
is
and for
terrible.
Meat is not the best. Well, produce is okay. Meat is not great. No. But, like, all of their snacks and all the other stuff is good.
I like that it's branded to their own because it's at, like, cost effective.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying, like, absurd prices. But I also know, like... If I just want to go to a store where I can get everything all in one bunch, like if I'm going to do like a week-long grocery shopping thing, I'm going to go to Giant, for example, where they have various brands and I can get exactly what I want for everything. And I know it's going to be like pretty standard, top grade.
We have Wegmans, so we really
prefer that. But if I want to go to TJ's, like they have... Like, really good frozen food section. Like, there's a lot of different, like, cheap wine. I'm going to go next week and buy, like, our next bottle of wine. Honestly, like, it's inexpensive because it's their brand, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay, bring it on.
When women dress up and are wearing their Apple Watch or Fitbit, Garmin, whatever you want to call it, but they're in a formal outfit.
I wear my Apple Watch almost all the time. I would say that it's...
I'm confused. What is the problem? I'm fit and I look good. Next.
I would say that the probably the only time I don't wear it is like a wedding. Or, like, something where I would need to dress up.
I'm guilty of wearing it to the last wedding I went to. Given it was, like, a very small wedding, I mean,
if I'm low on my steps, I need to wear it to the wedding because I know I'm going to be dancing if and getting that in.
Facts. Facts. No. I mean, someone told me, like, the other day that a bride was like, you can't wear any jewelry with your bridesmaid's dress. And I was like, well, what would my Apple – I would literally put my Apple Watch, like, inside my bra and have it count my steps.
Well, now they have the rings that you can wear.
Oh, yeah, the silicone ones.
I disagree with that solely because there's different bands you can put on your Apple Watch.
Make them look fancy.
Dress it up. Dress it down.
My friend Jenny has the, like, pink version of yours with, like, the rose gold, the Garmin with, like, band. The rose gold. No, it's, like, a pink band, but, like, a rose gold
face.
And it looks really, really cute. So, I don't know. I disagree. But I do get where people are coming from. It's the same thing with, like, wearing your hair tie on your wrist all the time. Thoughts on that?
I mean, I need to put my hair up.
I wear my hair tie on my wrist, too, but it's usually next to my watch.
But also, you need to get with these.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw you run with that earlier, and sis, your hair was flopping and dopping everywhere.
Well, no, there's not a hair tie that can hold this bad boy up.
I bet you this thing can.
No. It will literally be down the back of my thing. Like, I have not found a hair tie that can...
I'll have to get you onto mine, because mine are, like, almost like rubber bands. You know, like real rubber bands.
Yeah.
That they don't slip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have one more of my own. I think it's really rude to leave thyme on the microwave.
Oh my God, I agree. I have to click cancel and leave it at the actual time of the
clock. Oh, Maggie's rolling her eyes over here. So do we have another opinion?
You guys, it's one button. And also, actually, there have been times where I've been at work and I've had to heat something up and I go up and there's time left and I'm like, weird, that's the time I need.
Huh.
You open the door, done. Would I ever do it? Absolutely not.
Sure.
I also close the fridge doors.
Okay. Low blows over here. I get it.
I have one of my own.
Okay. Hit us.
Guac. Overrated.
Fuck you.
I agree.
That is overrated?
Yes.
Anissa.
I don't fuck with guac.
Well, guac doesn't fuck with you either.
I know. We have a mutual relationship.
I guess who's not listening to this podcast when they get older? Sweetie buns. No cursing allowed, sis.
She can listen to it when she's older.
I don't like guac because I don't like uncooked onions. And uncooked onions are not.
Do you know how fast avocados go brown?
Yes.
And when they're just sitting in a bowl all mushed up in that texture. And
it's just like four avocados
that she bought today.
Yeah, you need to keep them in the fridge.
No.
Honey.
I don't. Honey.
I keep my avocados in the fridge. I like them, like, almost a little bit crunchy.
Okay, that's gross.
Like, I like them ripe.
Sweetie Buns eats them on the regular, and I just cut off the brown spots. So.
Okay, I have one. Okay.
Do it.
Putting a period at the end of a text makes it seem more aggressive.
Agreed.
It depends on what they're saying, but for the most
part,
I don't need
your punctuation.
Okay, I'm going to be very honest. I prefer punctuation, but when I'm putting a period specifically, I'm trying to make a point.
Okay, if you're sending me a paragraph and every single sentence is punctuated with a period, including the last one, we're about to fight.
Okay, but what about exclamation points? Because I'm like the over exclamation point putter. Oh. Emails, text messages, not to people I know, like to you guys, I wouldn't do that. But in like other people I don't know, I'm definitely like an over exclamation pointer.
Yeah. I'd be like, what are you on and can I get some of it?
What are you yelling about? Why are you being loud? No, I like exclamation points. Like, I think I get excited with them, but I'm more of like an emoji user, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. Agreed. Yeah.
Like, I overuse my emojis for sure. Like, I do the laughing emoji. Like, my top five recent emojis, like, it's every other message.
Oh, I'm GIFs.
I was going to say, Maggie's really good at the GIFs.
Oh. Another controversial opinion.
Actually, that is a very controversial opinion.
Like, how do you say it?
I say GIF because apparently the person who created them intended them to be called GIF, which is so dumb because it's graphic image, which is like the GI. Yeah, which is graphic, yes. So I think it's dumb, but I also try to pay homage to the person who created them by saying it the way that they intended it.
They're dope. But at you should have spelled it with a J.
Yeah. Or you should just pronounce it GIF.
I just got another really, really good one, and I think you guys are going to like it because it's so me. But making the bed is a pointless chore.
Wrong.
Agreed. Agreed. Folding laundry, pointless. Making your bed, pointless.
Well, who does all those things in your household?
Not me.
Yeah. There is not a bed every morning. Single day that passes by that I don't make my bed. I don't care how crappy I'm feeling. I don't care how much of a rush I'm in.
Same.
My bed is made every
single
day. Guys,
why do you do that? Let's get down to it.
Because it just feels nice when you walk into your room and you got a nice made bed.
I might have crap all over my floor, but my bed's made.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I will support you guys in making your bed every morning.
If you don't make your bed, I'm hashtag judging.
I thought this was a judge-free zone.
Nope, it's now a judgment zone.
Your bed is made. You don't make it.
Yeah, someone does it.
No, we do not make our bed every day.
It's Bo. Ooh. Bo makes the bed.
We do not make our bed every day.
Ooh, Mackie!
It's a waste.
It's not a waste. It's not a waste.
Okay, final one. Pineapple belongs on pizza.
Wrong.
Wrong.
I'll fight all of you.
Oh, do you also like ham on your pizza? Do you like a ham and pineapple pizza?
Heck
you
yeah.
Sicko?
Yes. Give me the Hawaiian all day.
Blech. Oh my God, stop. First off, I don't eat ham, and pineapple, like, is only good when it's fresh.
Pineapple and cheese doesn't go together.
Oh, it does. It does.
No.
Ew, the thought of that makes
pineapple. Wait, have you ever tried it, though?
No.
Yes.
Oh, gross. You've tried it, but she has never tried it.
No, because she doesn't eat ham.
We could come up with a solution.
Just get pineapple and
turkey and
vegan ham.
No, thank you.
It exists, I'm sure.
I don't think I would just like the texture. The texture, like I like fruit. It's like watermelon.
Fruit
like,
is a good little watermelon. Sweet fruit crunch.
Fruit is fruit. No.
Oh, it's a good sweet crunch on it.
No,
It's so
wrong.
Good.
You're wrong.
No,
you're just I would
absolutely not.
Okay.
Thank you. Next, I'm gonna stick to my cheese pizza.
Yeah, cheese. Maybe a little onions. Oh wait, Anissa hates onions. Maybe a little spinach. We can all agree on
spinach.
Some spinach.
Yeah.
Spinach.
Spinach.
I cannot.
Maybe some mushrooms.
I could do some mushrooms.
That's 14.5% wine. Hitting.
If anyone
different.
Was wondering, we have finished the bottle.
If we have started slurring just a little bit more than the beginning, it may have something to do with
props to the upshot.
Upshot. Upshot.
Mm-hmm. The red blend from Harris Teeter. Go get yours. And at Upshot, sponsor us.
We got to find their Instagram.
Artie, FYI, for anyone that listened to last week's episode, Artie did not have an Instagram. We were very
We tried sad. Really hard to tag them.
We did.
And we tagged some random old man named Artie with 3 followers.
So we have yet to be sponsored.
So if you know anyone looking,
Let us know. And that concludes our episode. Follow us on Instagram at One Bottle of Wine Podcast. We love hearing from you guys and interacting with you daily. So follow us and tune in next week for another episode.
Cheers.
So that concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening to At One Bottle of Wine podcast. You can find us on Instagram. We get a lot of our content and interaction from you guys on there, so feel free to follow us, and we look forward to hearing words.
And that concludes our second episode. Follow us on
cut that shit.